Well, I don't know about you, but this is always a time of year when I enjoy reflecting and thinking about how God has blessed my family and myself, how God has blessed our congregation. Last year, if I am correct, last year it was pretty cold in this sanctuary, wasn't it? I don't think we had our heat in yet. And as you know, our floor was torn up, and God bless, though, you know. And it was a wonderful experience that we had as we met in the gymnasium. And it was kind of like camp meeting. Did you all enjoy that? I did. You know, in fact, we're thinking about doing it again just because it was so much fun, you know. And it was a good time. And so maybe we might do that. We're thinking about it. It was kind of an interesting experience, and God was blessing us. And thank you for handing me my notes. Jesus understood the importance of worship. He understood the importance of giving honor and glory and praise to his Father. And as I've been studying the Lord's Prayer, I've come to the realization that as Jesus taught his disciples the Lord's Prayer, first and foremost in the Lord's Prayer is worshiping God. It begins with worshiping God, the Father, proclaiming Him, our Father, who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Holy is your name. Here is Jesus teaching his disciples to proclaim the Father as holy and worshiping Him. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. Forgive us those... I'm getting all tangled up here. Get your bulletins out. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, when I sing this song, or when I hear it being sung, when I get to this point in the song, or this point in the passage of Scripture, I almost hold my breath. And as you know, when you sing this song, it builds. There's a crescendo that builds to this very last part of the Lord's Prayer. For thine is the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom and the what? Power and the glory forever and ever. Huh. Do you ever have days where things are going wrong? Ever had one of those days? How about a week? Does it ever feel like your life is out of control or off track? Huh? You ever had one of those feelings? Or perhaps maybe you feel as though you're invisible to your friends and even to God, and you wonder, is God really there? You ever felt that way? I've discovered in my own life that whenever I have those feelings, and I have them periodically, sometimes more frequent than I wish, I believe there is an antidote to what really ails us in life. Do you know what it is? Worshiping God. Praising God. Uplifting God and praising His holy name is an antidote to everything that ails us here on this earth. Jack Hayford, who is a wonderful godly man, and I have received much in listening to him at seminars and reading his books. He says that when we take the time to tell God everything that we are thankful for, it takes the focus off of us and places it on God. It's so easy in this life to get so tied up in knots and get so wound up with our earthly concerns, our earthly problems, what's happening to us in our lives that we forget about God. And not too long ago, I was kind of going through a funk, you know, a slump, or whatever you want to call it in my life, you know. And it had gone on for a couple of days. Even my wife had noticed it. And I was in the shower, and I was thinking to myself, you know, how bad is this going to get? And all of a sudden, I remembered this quote from Jack Hayford, that if we take time to tell God everything that we are thankful for, it takes the focus off of ourselves. And so I sat there in the shower, and I started thanking God, praising Him for all His goodness. In fact, I even began to sing the Lord's Prayer. And since that experience, I have used that over and over again, the Lord's Prayer. Whenever I'm feeling as though everything is overwhelming, whenever I feel that something in my life is tied in a knot, I begin to pray the Lord's Prayer or sing the Lord's Prayer. And of course, my wife, when she heard me singing in the shower, she figured, well, something had happened. Our Father, which art in heaven. Wow. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. You know, when we make room for God in our lives, I've discovered that He invades our lives with blessings. Isn't that wonderful? When we leave room, when we make room in our lives for God, when we open our hearts in praise to Him, when we open our minds to receive, God pours out blessings into our lives. As I said a number of weeks ago, when there's chaos in our lives, and when there's trouble in our lives, when there's discouragement in our lives, when there's hardship in our lives, if we turn our lives over to the Lord, we acknowledge Him. When we turn our lives over and He becomes the Lord of our lives, there's power. There's power available for us to live our lives. And Jesus understood this. Jesus practiced. He practiced praise and worship. And so in the Lord's Prayer, as I said a moment ago, Jesus began the Lord's Prayer in acknowledging His Father in heaven, proclaiming Him as holy and lifted up. And Jesus ends the Lord's Prayer with the same thing. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I think I may have said it, but I'll say it again. The Lord's Prayer is one of my favorite passages of Scripture, and it's one of my favorite songs. I love it. I love it when you hear the Lord's Prayer sung. And sometimes when I hear it sung, I kind of get, you know, goosebumps, and I get a tingle up my spine. Because I can imagine that when God's people uplift their God in heaven, when they glorify Him, when they praise Him, when they worship Him, I can help but envision millions, maybe, who knows how many millions of angels joining in that prayer, joining in that song of adoration and praise to God. The reality of life on this old planet could easily destroy all the joy in our lives were it not for the love and graciousness of our Father in heaven, who restores our hope and restores our souls. When we understand that powerful things happen in the spiritual realm every time we pray, then we will truly understand the importance of worship and the importance of praising God. Because you know, there's something I've discovered, and I don't know, maybe you've discovered it too, that there is no such thing as a bad day in God's kingdom. Did you know that? There's no such thing as a bad day in God's kingdom. Check it out. Take your Bibles and look at Matthew. We're going to look at a couple passages of Scripture this morning. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. You know this one by heart. Seek, and what? Ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. This is a promise, folks. This is a promise that we can claim as we are part of the kingdom of heaven, as we experience what it means to be part of the kingdom of heaven. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. I just want to share a few of these promises that we can be so thankful for. We can praise the Lord for these promises. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. Chapter 12, verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to what? Your Father has been pleased to what? To give you the kingdom. Now, what kingdom are we talking about here? Are we talking about our own little kingdoms that we like to build here on earth? This is God's kingdom. And He has given it to you. By the way, that's not future tense, that's present tense. Right now, you can be part of the kingdom of heaven. God has given that to you. You can begin to experience the joy and the power of God's kingdom here on earth. Your Father has given you the kingdom. Luke chapter 11, just back one page. Chapter 11, verse 13. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven... By the way, that's the same Father that Jesus is referring to in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven. He doesn't say my Father which is in heaven. He says our Father. That's your Father and my Father and His Father too. Our Father which is in heaven. So here it says, your Father in heaven gives what? The Holy Spirit to those what? Who ask. Colossians chapter 4. Why don't I have somebody read that? I'm going to go to the next one. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Somebody read Colossians 4, verse 2. Just wherever you are, just speak up and read it. Did you hear that? Continue in prayer, being watchful. I like that word, watchful, being vigilant. Okay? And what? And there's that word, thankful. Luke chapter 12. And I'm going to go to verse, we read chapter 12, verse 32, but I want to read verse 31 too. But seek His kingdom. See, we're back to Luke chapter 12, verse 31. But seek His kingdom, and what? All these things will be given to you. All these things. Doesn't say some of these things. Now, when you think of the word all these things, what comes into your mind? Because, you know, we're real close to Christmas time now. I've already gotten two lists that I've been working off of from two people that are very closely related to me. When you think of all these things, when you think of asking God for something, what do you think of? New car? New house? New job? What comes into your mind? All of these things will be given unto you. Not my will, but thy will be done. Whenever we ask for all of these things, whatever that is in your mind, always remember, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus taught us to pray that way. 1 Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is what? The will of God. Pray without ceasing. You ever tried that? To pray without ceasing? To be constantly in prayer? I hope you're not one of those who believes that you always have to close your eyes when you pray. Because you couldn't drive to work. Could you? It'd be trouble on the freeway, wouldn't there? Pray without ceasing. I believe that when we accept the kingdom of God into our hearts and into our lives, when we become one of God's children, when we join the kingdom of God, I believe that our lives become so radically changed that we do pray without ceasing. It becomes a lifestyle. Seeking God's will. Praying that God will pour out His blessings in your life and the lives of others that you're praying for. It's a way of life. Jesus is trying to teach us that in the Lord's Prayer. Kingdom awareness. Are you aware that you're part of the kingdom? We just read several passages of Scripture. God gave us the kingdom. Kingdom awareness is, like I said, a way of life. Let's just reflect on that for a minute. Here at Point Loma, or so those of you that are visiting whatever congregation or whatever church or family that you're part of, let me ask you this question. Is there any greater joy in your life than to be connected with the body of Christ? Seriously, think about it. Make a list in your mind real quick of all the things that bring you joy in your life. Is there anything more joyful, more dynamic, more exciting than being a part of God's kingdom family? Well, I can personally testify there is. For me, there isn't. There isn't. I wouldn't be here this morning if I thought there was something else more joyful. Being here and worshiping God in this place with people that are connected, with people that are part of the kingdom, is the most joyful experience for me. And I would drive 1,000 miles for that. It's important. Kingdom awareness. Part of being in God's kingdom is that we are unified. We are united in the Spirit. Unity doesn't mean that we always have to agree. If those of you who have King James this morning will realize, in looking at the King James this morning, that the portion that I'm speaking on, the segment of the Lord's Prayer that I'm speaking on, is not even found in the King James. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. You've got to go to King... I'm sorry, I was reading from NIV. You've got to go to King James to find it. Or New King James. Okay? Well, somewhere along the line, they didn't quite agree on whether it should be there or not. I'm glad it's there in the King James. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That is the final message that Jesus gave to His disciples. The final sentence that closes the Lord's Prayer. You know, one of the things that we have to remember that the body of Christ is not an organization. When Jesus was talking about his little flock, and the Apostle Paul was talking to his churches there, whether it was in Rome or Ephesus or Corinth, he realized that the church or the kingdom is not an organization, it's an organism. It's a living organism. It has a heartbeat. It's the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head. You see? That changes the perspective, doesn't it? Because when I come to church to worship God, I'm coming to be part of a living, dynamic, spirit-filled organism. Not something with made out of wood or stone or glass. I'm coming to be a part of a body. Part of a living, dynamic, spirit-filled body of believers. There's another dynamic that we discover in this last segment of the Lord's Prayer. And that is that we need to be alert to God's power working in our lives. For thine is the kingdom and the power. God is not some distant God. He's not out there and somewhere in the universe and he's forgotten about us. He's dynamically involved in the everyday aspects of our lives. He's a God of power. And he wants to bless us. He wants to reveal himself to us. So alertness, it's important for us to be alert to God's power working in our lives. Are you alert to that this morning? Are you awake to that? Do you understand that? Do you feel that working in your life? As we are the body of Christ, we become alert to God's power in our midst. We stand together against the powers that seek to destroy the body of Christ. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, if you want to read that, let's look at it real quick here. Actually, somebody read that. If you have it, read it. Galatians 6, verse 2. Wherever you are, just read it. Ah, so, part of being the body of Christ, part of being alert to God's power, is that we learn to what? Carry each other's burdens. You see, that's the joy of being part of the body of Christ. That's the excitement of being part of the kingdom of heaven, is that we are called upon to carry one another's burdens, to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to support one another. For thine is the kingdom and the power. And finally, the last part, and the glory. What can we say about God's glory? You know, when I got to this part of the passage that I was studying this week, and as I was thinking about the importance of worship, the importance of praising God with our lips. The importance of acknowledging God as our Father. Acknowledge Him as the Lord of our life. I thought to myself, what can I possibly say as a pastor? What words can I use to give God the glory? Words can't describe. Words can't describe how I feel about God. I'm just I'm just so thankful that here at Point Loma we spend so much time in worshiping God and proclaiming Him holy and righteous and glorious. I'm so glad that we value that time together in uplifting God and praising His holy name. Let's sing the last part together. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. God, this morning our hearts are so filled with thankfulness and joy. We're so filled with the goodness of your love that is poured out into our lives that we can't possibly begin to thank you for everything. Words seem incapable and seem cheap, Lord. So take our lives, take our hearts. We offer them to you this morning. And as we continue in our worship experience, oh Father, I pray that our lives will be changed. And as we are part of this family, as we are part of this dynamic organism, oh Father, teach us your will. And we will give you the honor and the glory that is due you. We pray in your name.